The five steps of wholesale real estate investing, I'm going to share that with you, as well as cash buyer's employee. So let's talk about it. So cash buyer's employee is something, there's a term. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about the five steps of wholesale real estate investing. I'm going to share that with you, as well as cash buyer's employee. So let's talk about it. So cash buyer's employee is something, it's a phrase. Let me give full credit to the Wholesale Inc. guys, right? Wholesaling Inc. guys. I got that phrase from them, but for me, for a long time, I knew that I couldn't really work for cash buyers. To be frank with you, I've worked with cash buyers maybe once or twice ever in 15 years, you know, and it's usually a pain in the neck. And, you know, these guys are extremely entitled because rightfully so. They've been in the business for so long and they have so many people bringing them deals and they have choices, they have options. And I don't operate that way. I teach my students to never operate that way. You should have options. You should be the one that have options. They can have options too, but you are empowered when you have options. So basically, you don't want to be a cash buyer employee. You don't want to be at the mercies of a cash buyer who says the deal has to be a certain way, or a certain way has to be this way, and the deal don't have to be no way. Okay, when you learn how to have your own buyers list, if you learn how to build a massive list, monetize the list, and then out of that list come the best buyers that fit a particular deal. If they don't want, you don't wait for them to make money. You're making money either way. So because of that, I'm going to share with you five steps to real estate wholesaling investing, smart real estate wholesaling to be specific. I'm going to share that with you. In reality, you should really be focused on the last two or three steps I'm going to show you right now. But bottom line here is that the business has changed so much. There's digital marketing. There are options for you to win in this game without having to chase around deals. You don't have to drive for dollars if you don't want to. If you want to, if it's working for you, please be my guest. If you don't have to knock on doors, you don't have to do anything. You can literally sit in your house in a studio like this in your basement, right? And you can call shots from anywhere around the world just because you learn how to hook up leads together with opportunities. Okay, you find deals right there online because other people find them, and then you assign those deals and you make those things happen right here from the comfort of your home. The opportunities are everywhere, and it's all about you setting yourself up that way. If you don't set yourself up that way, you will struggle, because look at it, look at what we're dealing with. By the way, make sure you're staying safe out there. The idea of getting in contact with people, that you can call that, forget about that for now, okay? We need to do a little bit better. We need to protect ourselves. You need to stay safe. And by the way, you don't have to do that. Everyone is telling their employees to stay home and work from home. But here you are because somebody told you you have to be out there and be touching. No, you don't have to touch to make a lot of money, and not in a long time. But a lot of people are waking up to the idea now. I saw somebody the other day advertising smart real estate wholesaling. Wait, that's my terminology. I created it. I wrote a whole book on smart real estate wholesaling. But you know, that's okay. It's a free world, you know. So today we're going to talk about five steps. Cash buyer employee, don't be one of those. You cash buyers need to come to the table and see if there's opportunity in your business for them. If not, you don't worry about that. That's just one person. You need to have a pipeline. So let me look at this quick question. Let's look at this quick question right here, and then I will run through the steps for you, and then you can go back to the blog post and read the full things in details, you know. There's a question that came in. It says, my main buyer just hit me back. I sent him a gorgeous deal on property I have under contract. Well, that's subjective, right? So we don't know the numbers yet, right? He told me they're not buying any property over 15K. Sounds like Trenton, New Jersey. There are people that will say things like that, and they pull the number out of their ass. Yes, they have the right, because they have options, because they have had a flood of 300 plus properties sent to them for 15K or less. This is a possible yes. Could they be lying? Yes. But either way, you know, if he wants the deal, he wouldn't have to say that to you. Clearly, he doesn't want the deal, right? So it doesn't really matter if he's lying or not. Now, I know a lot of people are panicking during this pandemic. Yes. And that will affect your marketplace. That's why you need to build options for yourself. You don't want to be at the mercies of a bad market or a good market in order to make money. You need to be making money regardless of how good the market is. That what happens, how you do that is you serve people. You focus on serving people. How are you going to serve people if you don't build a list of people? Okay, so again, if you have that one person and that person is all you want to serve, they're going to treat you like shit, because again, they will take you for granted because you're just readily available anyhow, right? It's attraction marketing. That's what I teach you here. You need to have options. You need to want to serve people, but you also need options of people to serve so that they don't feel like, hey, this one is valueless, okay? Now I know a lot of people are panicking. Yes, anybody else dealing with this yet? Everyone is dealing with it. Everyone is dealing with it. The question is, how are you going to deal with it? And that's why I want to give you this 5 steps, okay? So we're going to run through this. If you want the full details, you want to go back to the blog post at myempirepro.com/blog and you can read the full thing. Number one, market to distressed homeowners. We already knew that, right? Motivated sellers, distressed homeowners. Marketing, okay? Marketing. That means you throw a bait out there and hope somebody catches it. Not hope. Somebody will catch it if you're doing enough of it, right? Step two, negotiate a deep discount, right? So they called you and they said, hey, you know, and then you negotiate a deal. If they're not open to a conversation, don't waste your time. Keep it moving. That's why you need to have a pipeline. Step three, lock the price in with an assignable purchase contract. You kind of already know that too, right? Hopefully, right? You need to actually have a contract so you can sell the equitable rights on that contract. No, step four, find an able and willing investor. This part is really all you should be focused on. There are many people doing step 1, 2, 3. Okay, many of them are doing it and they don't know what to do with them. They don't know about step 4 yet. They don't realize that they have to find investors. Somebody told them that there's cash buyers everywhere, but it's a lie. But you can help these people by focusing on step 4, which is find able and willing investors. How do you do that? You build up a list of people looking to invest in real estate. You educate them. And we're going to talk about that later, right? Step 5, you collect assignment fees. So you can collect assignment fees together with other people, basically joint venture deals, by helping them find able and willing investors. I'm not talking about cash buyers, okay? It could be cash, it could be hard money. It doesn't matter. As long as the deal can close, it really doesn't matter. It could be subject to. Doesn't matter. That's just specific solutions to specific situations, right? But bottom line is that if you find buyers, investors, and you bring a lot of buyers and investors into this game, you will make a lot more consistent income. That's why on the next video, I'm actually going to focus on consistent, how to make consistent income. In the meanwhile, those are the 5 steps right there. Don't be a cash buyer employee. You are in your own business, your own right. You own a business and you need to be the one to have the options so that you have a pipeline and you're just helping people. You're just helping people. And there are 2 types of leads in this game of real estate wholesaling and investing. There's the sellers, there's the buyers, and you're kind of in between. I'm telling you right now, your money and your time is best spent generating buyers for this game, because there's more than enough people generating sellers. Just go on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. You see them everywhere. Either way, it's easier to monetize a list of buyers without having to close deals than to do that with sellers. Sellers have nothing to offer you other than just a house. And in a bad market, a house means nothing, okay? So if you want more details on that, just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, download this book for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets as well for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.